You're tuned into the Social Media Money Machine Marketing for Profit podcast. Discover how to monetize your social media and build a profitable brand.
So today I'm going to teach you how to monetize Facebook groups. I'm going to teach you the power of Facebook groups, so many different things, a lot of different statistics. And I want to start out with a specific statistic. And it was a study, a Facebook group statistic. It was from a group called Sell Courses Online. And they had a bunch of different studies and statistics. And the first one was 1.18 billion people use Facebook groups. Like, that is absolutely crazy. Numbers have just continued to go up and up and up. 400 million people are in groups they find meaningful. 50% of Facebook group users are part of five or more groups. And we know that there are tens of millions of Facebook groups. We all know the dead groups, right? That has nothing going on. We all know the spammy groups that are super annoying. You get excited to get in the groups and then nothing happens. 98% of members say they feel a sense of belonging. That's pretty incredible. The top 10 Facebook groups have 43 million members. And there's some random ones when you go through them. It's like cheap meal ideas, makeup artists. There's Netflix recommendations, pray until something happens, view from my window, math formulas, lots of random ones. Top groups have an engagement rate above 80%. So Facebook groups are absolutely 100% not dead. Done right, they can help you out tremendously. I think too many people, they start a group and they don't really commit to it. They just hope that somehow it takes off because they heard it's a good idea. They heard somebody made money off of a group. They heard somebody build a brand off of a group. But as we know, it's just like every single other platform or specific feature inside of a platform of you got to be consistent. You got to provide good content. You got to provide good value. And that can be overwhelming, of course, at first. So you got to decide. Is this something you want to double down and focus on? I have a Facebook group of over 61,000 members that has done extremely well. I started it probably about 6 years ago. It is very, very active. At the beginning, to really get it going, I had to find other people's posts and then I would tag them in the group and give them credit for it and thank them and give my own personal take. And then I had to reach out to other people and say, hey, can you make a post in this group? Right? And you could all do that. It doesn't matter. You could talk about, let's say you're passionate about hiking. Go find some other hikers and say, hey, I just started this group. Can you post in here? Can you comment in here? Because it takes some time to really get these groups going. Usually, they don't just take off right away. And so as you start bringing other people in, you start to create a community. It's not just you dominating, right? Because we don't want to have that. Other things that are super simple when you first start out your group, you know, there'll be things like creating your cover photo, but don't overthink that. Don't spend a ton of time on that. There's other features, right? Like pending member questions. I personally think it's great to have some of those pending member questions or at least let them know the group rules and at least get them to abide by them where they're not going to spam everybody, right? I also like to make it where anybody's posts have to be approved by an admin or moderator because you will have people that come in as the group grows and eventually spam. And so those are some of the basics, some of the intricacies of a Facebook group. To help you out as you're building your brand and you're creating content is a couple different things. Number one, when you have a really, really good post, pin that post. Why? Because the pin post, a lot of people look at right when they join a group. It looks good for social proof because there's a lot of interaction. It obviously did really well and people love the post. And then another secret hack is just go reply to some comments or create new comments on that post, even at the very beginning, if it's once a day. So you keep popping it to the top. And then eventually you could make it where it's every week and then every month and then continue to do it every month. So you just keep popping it to the top. Because if you didn't know how the algorithm works, right, on a normal feed is you never know what you're going to see, right? The better the content is, the more often you're going to see it. But usually, you're not going to see old content. You're going to see newest, most relevant content. In a Facebook group, if somebody goes and they comment on a post from 4 years ago, all of a sudden, that is popped to the very, very top of the feed. And so that becomes the most relevant piece of real estate in a Facebook group. And so I like to keep track of those. I like to pin those. In fact, I just did that in my group. I had several, I think I had one that over 1,000 comments. No one had commented on it in months. So I just went and popped in there, made a comment, love all the feedback, love all the value. And of course, all of a sudden now the last couple of days, just tons more comments again are coming into that Facebook group. So those are a couple little things. Obviously other little things like put the description, what's the group about? And then stick to that because people are joining the group for a specific niche. They're joining the group because it's a community. And you got to stick to that. Don't do the bait and switch where it's all about value and then all of a sudden you just pitch. You have to decide what it's going to be. But eventually, if you create enough value, people want to know what it is you have, what it is you sell. They're going to reach out. It could be something where it's value the whole month. And then once a month, you have something that you're sharing that you sell. You know, I can think of a health and wellness group that I just recently joined as I was studying some new supplements. And it's great. It's very little pitching. It's like value. And then once a month, the moderator gives her recommended place for supplements. And of course, she's an affiliate there. And nobody has a problem with it because she's provided so much value that in our minds, we just want whatever it is she's selling because we've bought into her. We bought into everything she does and everything she says. And so those are keys. But again, it's going to be important to bring other people into the group. It's going to take discipline. It's going to take collaboration. It's going to take consistency. And don't give up. Just know that it's not, the groups don't typically just take off right away. It's going to take you sticking to that business plan over time. But I'm telling you, if you do it right, wow, what a brand builder. Because now eventually you got your community that's selling for you. Now, I don't mean directly selling for you. Usually it's indirectly, but they're selling for you in the sense that they are building immense value. And you as the host of the group, you get the most. Think about that. The host always gets the most. Think about a party. Who gets the most attention or the most, you know, gratitude? It's the host. People are always giving the host the most. And so you as the host get the most. And eventually now, I mean, I can think my Facebook group, now I've got several other moderators, like they feel honored to be moderators in it. I'm the only admin and they make sure that they know the bylaws and the rules and they approve about 10 posts a day because that was our theory. We didn't want to have too much clutter, too much content. We wanted to have good content. And so now people are excited when they get approved. They're actually mad when they don't. And the moderators have to be really nice about it and tell them if they reach out to them. And now we have other people creating pieces of content. I mean, I create 1 to 2 pieces of content and then the other 8 or 9 pieces of content are from other people. Collaboration is the new competition. And a Facebook group, if you do it right, organically, this thing can take off. It can take a life of its own and a community that you get to help provide value and credit for. Now, again, as far as monetization goes, there's some other little hacks and things that you can do. In the pending member questions, you could put something simple like either capture their email and ask for it, or it could be a text number that you have, and it could be something of value. So let's say, again, you're doing hiking. You could create something that's huge value that they would want that, hey, if you text, you know, I'll give you guys top 10 hikes I've done and any specials that we have on hikes. Don't worry, we won't spam you. Text this number. And so now all of a sudden you gather information. If it's health and wellness, same thing. You're actually asking for permission, but you're asking for permission when they know it's something that they want. It's that freebie, right? That they want to be able to have. And so that's one way. Second way is you can welcome new members to the group. So I like to do this once a week. And inside of that, again, you could do either a different freemium, just in case they didn't take the first one, or you could do the same one just in case they didn't take the first one. Up to you. You can try different strategies. But this is a way for you to actually build your list offline, right? Where it's not just on Facebook. And now you can utilize that to do whatever marketing system you're using for nurturing those leads to eventually wanting to buy something from you because you provided so much value. So Facebook groups are absolutely not dead. I've done tremendously well with them. Niches to riches. And so make sure that you be consistent, create that niche. And if it's something that you're excited about, commit to it, go all out. And I would say commit to it for a year, like either do it or don't do it. And if you do it, hopefully you can come back to this episode, watch or listen, I should say, over and over again. If you did find some value, honestly, the greatest appreciation is when somebody actually leaves a review. Like, think about it. How often do you leave reviews when you buy something on Amazon or when you listen to or read a book or you listen to a podcast? Very rarely do people do it, and it makes such a difference. So one, if you found value, please leave a review. And number two is share it. We'd love for you to share it. You can tag us on social media and we'll do our best to reply to it and oftentimes mention you back in our stories.